Brethren in Nashville, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 11th, 1905. My brethren in Nashville, I have words to speak to you. The Lord pardons all who repent of their sins. It is from those who do not repent, those who bolster themselves up in self-confidence, that he turns away. Never will he refuse to listen to the voice of tears and repentance. Never will he turn his face away from the humble soul who comes to him in repentance and sorrow. I am sincerely sorry that you pleased the enemy by failing to resist temptation. Thus, you dishonored the Savior and grieved his heart of infinite love. Who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength? I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. Isaiah 63, verse 1-3. The church member who believes the word of God will never look indifferently upon a soul that humbles himself and confesses his sin. Let the repenting one be taken back with rejoicing. Christ came to the world to forgive everyone who says, "I repent. I am sorry for my sin." When a brother says, "God has forgiven me," will you forgive? Clasp his hand and say, "As I hope to be forgiven, I forgive." After this manner, therefore, pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6, verse 9-15. When the enemy is seeking in every way to destroy, shall church members unite with him to discourage a man who is repentant and is asking for forgiveness? God has not placed any man as judge. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, verse 1, 2, 13, 14. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man, named Matthew, sitting at the receipt of customs. And he saith unto him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, "Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?" But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth: I will have mercy, and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Matthew 9, verse 9-13. Will you let this lesson sink deep into your hearts? And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." And when he came into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith be it unto you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straitly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils." And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Verses 27 to 38. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. These 12 Jesus sent forth, and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." Matthew 10, verse 1, 5 to 8.